From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea agreed Tuesday to halt propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after the North expressed regret about a recent landmine explosion that maimed two Southern soldiers. The agreement, reached after 30 hours of negotiations, diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula that had threatened to turn into a military conflict. Worries about a slowdown in the rate of increase in China's growing economy is fueling a drop in stock and oil prices around the world. The plunge in stock prices follows 6 years of mostly rising stock values. Experts say market downturns are a normal part of the economy, with abrupt 10% drops called corrections hitting every few years. Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital Monday. The release of the patient begins a 42-day countdown to being declared free of the virus. Adama Sanko left an Ebola treatment center on the outskirts of McKinney after receiving her second negative test results for the virus. Medical staff celebrated in a ceremony attended by President Ernest Bai Koroma.
Au nom de la France, je tiens à vous remercier pour ce que vous avez fait.
French President François Hollande on Monday bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a Briton and three Americans who subdued a gunman aboard a train on Friday. In a ceremony in Paris, Mr. Hollande pinned medals on the chest of Briton Chris Norman and Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Garletos, and Anthony Sadler. This is VOA News. Ukraine has celebrated its Independence Day, marking an event that heralded the collapse of the old Soviet Union. Daniel Scharf reports.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko on Monday said the next year would be one of struggle against Russia's efforts to undermine his country. Speaking in Kiev during celebrations marking Ukraine's independence, he accused Russia of sending more troops and weapons across the border. We have to understand that any wrong step could be the last, he said. The war for independence is still going on, and victory is possible only through combined efforts of defense, diplomatic pressure, and political responsibility. Daniel Scharf, Moscow.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called new parliamentary elections after a deadline passed for forming a government. The move, announced Monday, was widely expected after 2 months of coalition talks with the opposition, failed to produce a new government. The statement did not say when the new election will be held, but government officials have previously said it is likely to take place November 1st. The head of the Syrian government's Department of Antiquities says Islamic State militants have blown up an iconic Roman-era temple in the historic desert oasis of Palmyra. Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian state TV announced the destruction of the well-known temple of Baal Shamin Monday, quoting government antiquities chief Mamun Abdul Karim. Islamic State militants blew up the temple, which they rigged with explosives, damaging nearby stone columns. Word of the temple's destruction follows the recent killing of Palmyra's longtime archaeological chief, Khalid al-Assad. Photos of his headless body strung up to a lamppost were posted on social media. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A Sudanese migrant who walked the length of the Channel Tunnel from France to Britain has pleaded not guilty to charges in a British court. Abdul Haroon entered the plea on a charge of obstructing the use of a railway. Haroon was arrested August 4th after spending as much as 12 hours walking along the tracks in the dark as high-speed trains passed by. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden met privately for lunch with President Barack Obama Monday as speculation mounts about a possible Biden candidacy for president. If Biden were to join the race for the Democratic Party nomination, he would face another key official from Mr. Obama's White House tenure, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Mr. Obama has made no endorsement on a possible successor and has frequently praised both Biden and Clinton. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.